Slimline Pilsner. My must have brought this home for my diet. Half the calories of regular beer. Great. That means I can have two. Come in. Well, if it isn't Mr. Back Rent.
How are you, Mr. Sanford?
I'm needy. Now look, Sanford Arms is not a charity house. I want my money.
Well, that's what I came to see about. I'm afraid I don't have it.
Well, I'm afraid you're in trouble.
Well, I tried to get it for you, Mr. Sanford, but the circus I worked for went broke.
Oh, yeah? Who was it? Ringling Brothers, Barnum, and Bankrupt?
Oh, the Orlando Circus. Well, I have your money for you. I'm going to Kansas City tomorrow.
You're not leaving this town until I get my back rent now. I want my $160.
Well, can I leave you something else instead?
Yeah, $170.
Well, look, I was thinking of my circus equipment.
Equipment? If you don't get my money, you better start thinking about your dental equipment. Don't you strike at me. Go ahead.
Why don't you take a look at what I have? You might find it valuable collateral.
Okay, then let's take a look at it.
Sure. There it is, Mr. Sanford.
I'll talk to you later on, Esther. You call this collateral?
Yeah, sure.
And a collateral, that's a watch or a ring or a stereo or a car. This ain't no car. The trunk's at the wrong end.
You get a lot of enjoyment out of her. She does tricks.
Oh, yeah, tricks?
Yeah, watch this. Back,
back, back. That's clever.
Oh, sit. Sit, baby. Sit. Sit. Follow me up. Follow me up. Sit. Stay. All right. All right.
Say, sitting, that's all right, but see, I invented the sit. I've been sitting since I was 1 year old. I want my rent money.
Well, you can make money with Missy while I'm gone, man.
Oh, yeah? What I'm gonna do? Fill her air and rent out his Goodyear blimp?
Hey, that's not such a bad idea.
What, me filling up full of air?
No, you can use it for advertising, like they do that blimp. You know, you can write things on it, like on a billboard.
Huh.
Mitzi the walking billboard.
You got something there.
Yeah, you can charge $4 or $5 a day for that.
Yeah, $15 a day, 6 days a week. That'd be, I make almost $5,000 a year.
I won't be gone that long, Mr. Sanford.
Well, you never can tell, you know. Jobs are hard to find nowadays. $5,000 a year. Make me an advertising executive. I can get out of this junk business into the jungle business. I can see it now. Sabu and Son.
Then it's settled. You use her for collateral until I bring you your rent money.
And don't rush, just as long as you get back by the tricentennial.
Oh, a month at most, Mr. Sanford. You'll treat her good, won't you?
Oh, I'll treat her like one of the family.
Okay, Mr. Sanford.
What's that?
Oh, she does that when she's happy, Mr. Sanford. I hope it doesn't disturb the neighbors.
Well, if it does, I'll just tell them it's a world-famous singer running over the scales.
Famous singer?
Yeah, Ella Fitzgerald. Billboard watchers. You'll be looking beautiful. Excuse me, Mitzi. I gotta go answer the telephone. No use sitting alone in your room. Come to the cabaret. I'm coming. Wait a minute. Hello. Wilson's Tobacco Shop. Oh, yeah. You want a walk-in billboard for next Thursday? Oh, certainly. And listen, for $5 extra, I'll have Missy put a cigar in her mouth and smoke it. What? Well, you another one. And your mother.
Pop, Hey, son. There's an elephant in the yard.
I thought I could fool you. You know, I thought it would surprise you. I thought you'd think it was part of the junk.
Well, the junk doesn't wear green nail polish, Pop. Whose elephant is it?
But it belongs to Dan. He left it here as collateral. Son, we're gonna be rich. I'm gonna be a rich man. I got 11 clients lined up already.
Clients?
Yeah, clients. Come on, I'll show you what I'm talking about.
There's an elephant in the yard. I don't know.
Just follow me now. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Look here. See, for 50, move on, Missy. Atta girl. Look here, son. $15 a day, and I walk all through El Segundo.
Are you kidding? That's not even going to cover your expenses. Do you know what it costs to feed an elephant?
Of course I know what it costs to feed an elephant. I've been feeding you all these years, Anna Dumbo.
Quincy, city of Los Angeles.
Quincy? Sanford, king of junk. What I can do for you?
I'm from the city zoning department.
What's the problem?
I'm afraid you're in contravention of the law. Municipal Ordinance 13398. No non-domestic animals shall be maintained within the municipality of Los Angeles, except as part of a circus or other public entertainment. You won't be able to keep it here, Mr. Sanford. This animal is most definitely non-domestic.
Oh, that's on the outside.
I beg your pardon?
Inside, she's all dog.
What?
Dog. Let me show you that it's a dog. Move out the way. Watch this. Now watch. Look here. Come here, miss. Watch. Stay.
Mr. Sanford, I'm giving you exactly 3 days to remove this elephant.
Dog.
She is not a dog.
This is a dog. Would you believe an anthill?
3 days, Mr. Sanford. 3 days.
Sick him. Sick him, Chris. Get him. Sick him. Can't do this to me.
You already did, Pop, and it serves you right, man. Why don't you get on the phone and call those people up and give them their money back?
Just hold on. Got to be a loophole here somewhere. Let me see. No non-domestic animals, municipality, except as part of a circus. A circus? Hello, loophole.
I know what you're thinking, Pop, no.
Pop, yes. They want a circus? I'll give them a circus. I'll give them sawdust. I'll give them clowns. I'll give them the roar of the grease paint and the smell of elephant.
Pop, would you stop it? Now, we're in the junk business. We're not in the circus business.
You know that, and I know that, but does Quincy know that? Now, go give me some paint.
For what?
For the new sign I'm making. Sanford and Son, the greatest show on earth in Watts.
Look, you don't know anything about circuses, and I'm not going to let you turn this junkyard into a circus.
Back! Jump through the hoop! Jump! What's the matter with you? Don't you understand English? Jump through the hoop!
Don't shoot.
Don't you know better than to come behind a lion tamer? Come here. King of beasts, meet the king of dummies.
What's the matter with you, Pop? Do you think that guy Quincy's gonna fall for this? He said you had to have a legitimate circus, not a toy circus.
This would be a legitimate circus. All I gotta do is give me a few more acts. I got a lion and an elephant.
Hey, where's the elephant?
Bubba's giving him a bath.
Bubba's giving him a bath?
Now listen, son. I'm counting on you, because I can't open up the circus without a tightrope walker.
Me?
Yeah. See, I strung the tightrope from the top of the building over here to the lamppost.
Pop, that rope is at least 30 feet off the ground.
So what?
So what? Suppose I fall off of there and kill myself.
Son, we learn from our mistakes.
All right, I'm going to tell you one thing right now.
Well, I don't care.
You can go ahead with this circus. You can do anything you want to do. Just leave me out of it.
Okay, when I start raking in 5,000 miles a year, I'll leave you out of that too.
Hey, Fred!
I got Mr. Watch, Fred.
You did?
And Dry, too.
Great. Any problems?
Well, at first they wouldn't let her in there. So I had to slip them a couple of bucks extra. And then they made me go in there.
Now listen, did she enjoy it?
Oh, she loved the wash, Fred.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I wasn't too crazy about that hot spray wax. Hey, how's the circus shaping up, Fred?
Oh, it's shaping up fine. Look, here's the lineup.
Uh-huh.
See, now, I open up with the lion, with the elephant.
Yeah.
Then the lion.
Uh-huh.
And the clown.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to be the clown.
Yeah, good.
Yes, and after the clown, then we bring on the magnificent... See, Bubba, after the lion, the freak show.
Watch it, sir.
Wait a minute, Esther, wait a minute. Bubba, I think you better go somewhere and try to mop up this water because there's 5,000 volts of ugly coming this way.
You can say whatever you want to, you old fish-eyed fool. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Hey, Bubba, go get me some sticks and stones.
Church heard about this circus of yours, and they sent me here for a donation.
Well, tell them I don't want the donation. Go on back over there with them.
The Reverend Spike says you should give a percentage of your profits.
Look, there ain't gonna be any profits,
wait,
Esther.
Wait a minute, Bubba. Wait a minute. I just thought of something. I told you, listen.
Yeah, but she said...
Wait, you shut up, clown. I need another act.
Oh, okay.
Now, listen, Esther. I'll give your church 50% of the profits if you'll be in my circus.
We do need the money for our new Sunday school. What do I have to do?
You remember that act you used to do at the church socials and stuff?
Oh, you mean when I was the bronze goddess?
Yeah, can you still do that act?
Yeah, I can do it, but I won't do it for you, you old heathen. I'll be doing it for my church. High glory!
Hey, Lamont, did you hear that? Esther is going to join my circus. Now, if she can do it, so can you.
Look, Pop, I've already told you, I'm not getting up on no tightrope. Now, just forget about that, okay?
I was only kidding about the tightrope, son. You know, I love you too much to have anything happen to you.
He really means that, too, Lamont.
Of course I mean that. Now, come on outside, and I'm going to show you how to climb down into a cannon. Come on, Papa.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, continuing with the greatest show in Watts, your ringmaster, Fred G. Sanford.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Quincy, how you like that?
Very talented elephant, Mr. Sanford.
Good, I'll tell her you said so. She'll never forget you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, continuing on with the greatest show of Watts, we'd like to introduce our premier attraction in our center ring right here.
You only got one ring.
You're wrong, mister. I got this ring out here and this one on my finger, and I'll shove down your throat if you say anything else. I'll try to put my show on, chump.
Mr. Sanford, please, I haven't got that much time.
Well, don't get in the way next time, yeah? Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the premier attraction of Sanford and Son, the bronze goddess of fire from 105th and Broadway. Yeah, Esther, do it, Esther. Why don't you shave your armpits like everybody else?
Well, don't you shave your beard, you old billy goat?
The Irish lives in what? Greatest show of what? By introducing the clowns. Where are you, clown?
Right here, Fred.
Well, come on out. Hey, I think we got this Mr. Quincy ready now.
Yeah?
Yeah, see, we'll give him another act. See, we do that act where, come here. Huh? Where I throw the water and you throw the confetti into the crowd.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, come on.
Okay.
Mr. Clown!
Yeah, Mr. Ringmaster! Oh, look!
What?
On the floor. There's a dollar bill.
Where? Why'd you do that to me, Bum?
I just felt like it.
Well, feel this.
Wait a minute. You should have done that, Ringmaster.
Why?
Boy, I'm mad.
You're mad.
Wow, man!
I'm so sorry. Excuse me. It's gee whiz, Miss Quincy. Papa, get out of here, you dummy.
Mr. Sanford, I really don't have to see anymore.
No, you got to see the star act. Please sit down. I'm even begging your pardon for that. We'd like to continue on, ladies and gentlemen, by introducing the most magnificent, the most unusual, direct from 2 weeks at Muscle Beach. Here he is, Strango.
That's Strongo.
Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, Strongo, the magnificent. Strongo. Come on out. Come on, Strongo. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, most magnificent specimen, 185 pounds of pure muscle. Faster than a speeding dump truck. More powerful than Roto-Rooter. Able to leap tall women in a single bound.
Would you stop that? I feel ridiculous as it is with this
one. You promised to help me out now. You know you did that. Now just stand there and look strong. Strong. And now, ladies and gentlemen, just a few vital statistics about our magnificent Strongo. 51 across the back, 63 across the chest, 18 in the drumstick. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first feat of strength, magnificent Strongo will lift 300 pounds of solid steel.
Wait a minute, Pop. 300 pounds.
Don't worry about it. It's phony.
Just lift it.
You sure?
Lift it. All right. Here he is, Tongo. Where's Tongo? Yes. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for his second feat of superhuman strength, Strongo will lift not 300 pounds, but 1,000 pounds. Let's hear it for Strongo. Yeah, 1,000 pounds. You're looking good, Strongo. You can do it. Come on, Strongo. What's the matter?
What's the matter? You said that 1,000 pounds was fake.
It is. It's only 500.
It's getting late.
Okay, we'll eliminate the preliminaries and get right on down to the main thing. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Sanford's son, greatest circus of Watts, now give you Strongo doing something that's never been done by a human being in the world ever.
Wait a minute.
He will lift something no man has ever attempted.
Wait a minute. If I'm going to lift something, I want to know what it is.
I'll let you know what it is. Hey, Bubba, bring in the elephant.
That's it.
Wait a minute, son.
No.
Just lift. You can lift it.
I can't. Listen, you want a strong man? You be the strong man. Here.
Wait a minute.
I'm not going to lift it.
Mr. Sanford, I really must be going. I've enjoyed it tremendously,
You've enjoyed what?
Your circus, of course.
You mean to tell me that this actually qualifies as a legitimate circus?
Well, the bylaws didn't say it'd have to be a great circus, Lamont, as long as your father is entertaining it.
Hey, who are you?
It's me, Dad. Dan? You got a job sooner than I thought. Here's your rent money, $160. How about that, huh?
I don't know no Dan. Throw him out of here, son.
Come on, Pop. It's all over, man. He's back for his elephant.
Hey, well, it's got to be his elephant. You got a pink slip?
Look, your elephant's around back, Dan, and I'm glad you got a job, man.
Thanks, Lamont.
Hey, don't feel sad, Pop. At least you got your $160 back.
What is $160 when I'm getting ready to make millions?
Who cares about your million, sucker? Here I done went and spent money on equipment for a new act. Now what am I gonna do with this now?
Well, finally got the yard cleaned up. I hope this is the last time something like this happens.
It is, son. And that was a dumb idea about a walking billboard. Boy, I should have took your advice. We got to talk more so we get to know each other.
Well, I'd be glad to do it. We could do that.
Sure, we could take a walk sometime and talk some and then walk a little more and then talk a little more and we really know each other.
That's okay by me. Let's do that.
Okay. It's kind of chilly, so you better put your jacket on.
Oh, all right. Is there any place in particular you want to walk?
Yeah. What do you say we walk somewhere around El Segundo?
Okay by me.
Come on, son.
Sure.